You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network of podcasts.
GeekcastRadio.com presents the Geekcast Radio Top 100 Animated Films Countdown.
Gotham, Joker's back in town.
Hello and welcome to Geekcast Radio. And of course, it wouldn't be Geekcast Radio without hitting it 2 years later with a new Top 100 list. And being that this is the latest countdown, we also have joining our panel here for this epic proportion. It's myself, Steve Megatron Phillips, with Mike TFG1 Blanchard and Kevin Optimus Solo Thompson. And then a newcomer to our Top 100 guild here is Dan the Movie Revolt.
I like that, our guild.
Yes.
Yes, the initiations were hard and rigored, but I got through them.
On the air.
I'm sorry, I will shut my pie hole right now.
Whole point of a secret society is you don't talk about the secret society.
It's just like Fight Club.
That's Fight Club, not the Top 100 Guild. We're more like Munchkin Land here.
Yeah, the Top 100 Guild. The Top 100 Guild, nobody knows what the induction was. Not even the ones being inducted in it.
That's because Joker did all the work.
Bada bing.
No, actually, that's because it's Kevin. But, we know nothing. Let's go around the panel and kind of, for those that are unfamiliar with our network, being that this is broadcast all over the place right now, or it shall be, let's go around and kind of do a basic intro with everybody and the shows they're on.
First of all, we should say that this is Geekcast Radio episode 51.
What?
That matters not.
Yes, it does.
Who cares? We're here for the top 100. I'm just kidding.
Yes. Let's be realistic here. It's the top 100, yes, but it's also episode 51, which, right. Again, for those that are new to the network won't know either way. They're just going to know it's the top 100, so.
But there's other stuff before if you want to listen to it.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go first. Let's see. Once upon a time, you may or may not have heard me. My initiation into the Geekcast Radio came via Tooncast Classic, where Mike and I made a long journey through the world of animated television series.
You're incorrect, sir. Your actual first episode was TFG1.
I wasn't talking about my actual first episode. I'm talking about, like, major participation in the network outside of that. But then that led us, I was going to have a cool little segue here. And that led us, you know, after we got through our Tooncast Classic and dealing with animation series after animation series, eventually evolved into our top 100 animated series list, which now has evolved into our top 100 animated films list. So it's all coming full circle. After that, you may, if you listen to the network, what else do I do? I was a little guest voice for Transformation Animation Podcast. I was the voice of reason.
Just admit the correct term. You were the hater.
I was on Mass Mayhem, Powers of Grayskull, Telecast Once Upon a Time, and most recently you may have heard me in like the top 10 film list for GCR or in the GCR Wars episodes. Other than that, I guess that's all I have as far as... What?
MY Weekly.
Oh, yeah, MY Weekly. Currently, that's the latest records I've done, and that's a lot of fun talking about movies. So, I'm the movie guy, the list guy, the cartoon guy. Don't know much about comics, and don't know much about games. Mike?
No, we can go to Dan first.
All right.
Throw the fresh meat under the bus.
All right. Well, I started actually as a lonely movie blogger for the site. I kind of had my own little blog going, but they were, Mike and Steve were nice enough to let me do some reviews for the site in different articles and things of that nature. And slowly but surely, I actually got into podcasts, and mostly on MR, some Geekcast radio episodes as well. I was also on all the genre episodes for the top movies. And most recently, we just, like Kevin mentioned, we just started doing MR Weekly with myself, Kevin, and Michael Booth Powers, who you can hear on Ultra Geek and Off the Cuff as well, which is a video game podcast. My background, like I mentioned, is movies. I'm not necessarily I didn't go to movie school or anything like that. I just watch a lot of movies, I guess. It's kind of my foray into all geekdom. Like Kevin, I'm not really into video games, but I have a little bit more knowledge of superheroes and comics and whatnot. More so maybe than an average person, maybe not as much as Mike and Steve with all they're doing with the pullback. But I was very happy to kind of get into this project because the original Top 100 cartoon series is kind of what got me into Geekcast Radio to begin with. So it's a nice little evolution of kind of getting into the network as a listener and now being a participant. So it's a nice little evolution.
And you came full circle.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Like The Lion King, because that's a movie.
Go ahead, Mike.
And we're talking about movies.
I like it.
I'm TFG and Mike. I'm pretty much on 85% of the podcast that we produce. Started out with TFG1 podcast. Steve and I became friends over Twitter and had similar interests with Transformers. Since then, as I said, you can pretty much hear me on almost everything. Right now, the most current, up-to-date show that I'm doing is The Pull Bag, which is all about comics, which is all Steve's fault since he made me get Death of the Family from last year's, Batman run. Other shows, they're too numerous to name.
I'm the other co-creator of the Geekcast Radio Network. I started out in all things Transformers, joining with Mike into the TFG1 podcast. After that, going into MWire, Geekcast Radio, I've been on a good portion of all the different podcasts on the network. Not to the extent you have, but I've been on quite a bit of the shows. Currently, my projects are in The Pull Bag with Mike, in Altered Geek Unlimited, which is with Mike Powers of Off the Cuff, which is kind of the random geeky show. I've also been in GCR and Wars, which is another fun tournament-based podcast. Not too far off from what we're doing here, but it's still a completely different beast. And then Geekcast Radio, of course, is the flagship where we do all of our various countdowns or lists, which always turn out to be a great deal of fun.
I agree.
So, I'm Kevin. Yes, he is the list man. He's the one that puts the list together. We're the ones that send
He's
it.
He's the one that does all the math because no one else has, no one else cares or has the brain power to do so.
They do. I just volunteer.
Yes. So let's get into the main goal and mission, or what you will, of this entire countdown, Kevin.
I mean, I think it was the next logical step after doing the Top 100 Animated Series. We had a lot of fun with that. A lot of people participated in that. A lot of people commented, responded, gave their feedback from it. And so we wanted to do more of them. We wanted to do more either Top 50 or Top 100 countdowns. And it just seemed like, as far as topics go and subjects go, that the next logical step was to do animated movies since we had already done Animated Series. That, you know, there will be more of these in the future, but this seemed like the next best thing to do. So the agenda, as far as the goal of this countdown, is to give a collaborative geek viewpoint on what in the geek world could possibly be the top 100 animated films. You know, there's not really a lot of limits. We'll get into rules and whatnot here in a little bit, but just kind of a geek perspective on what are the best animated films ever. So that's the main goal, and to have some fun to debate these, to weigh the pros and cons, the good and bad about each of these films, and at the end of the day, to see which ones we're in agreement on as far as what should rank supreme.
Sounds good.
Dan, you have anything to add on the goal?
Sure. I mean, when you look at lists, a lot of people, there's a couple ways of looking at lists. It's like you're trying to play that match game where you match your favorites and you have an idea where they should be, and you try to make sure that they're in those right spots. And yeah, there's some fun to that. But to me, I think a really great thing about doing a list like this is discovery. And maybe we'll be able to talk about, so maybe some people aren't aware of, maybe some people that are even myself or other people on the podcast aren't aware of, and get to learn about new movies or new properties and you know, get some, you know, firsthand experience about them. I think that's a cool thing about lists. That's usually when I go into the list, that's what I look for. It's just learn about something I may not be aware of. So,
and not only learning about stuff that you're not aware of, but on a second hand there, it might give you reasons to revisit movies you haven't seen in a long time, maybe some films you haven't seen since your childhood. You know, might pique some interest and make you ask yourself, you know, oh, they rated that movie pretty high. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Maybe I should check it out again. You know, spark discussion. You know, some of it may be a trip down memory lane for films you've seen a long time ago, you know, so there is some, I guess, some nostalgic value here. But also there might be some films, like you said, more modern films or older films that slip past you that you didn't see that maybe will open your eyes to. And, you know, discussion about this stuff is just fun, and you usually learn something along the way. So it's good on multiple levels.
For sure.
I agree.
So that is the goal. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do we have any kind of like stats or the user or not user voter submissions?
Yeah, I got some numbers for everybody. If you remember from the animated series Countdown, we had a number of people that submitted lists and collaborated with us. The number grew for, we didn't think it was, but Dan put a lot of legwork in, and we have a lot of contributors this time. So far, I know we've only done two countdowns, but this, I guess, will be the reigning supreme here as far as the record of most contributors up to this point. We had 20 individuals or groups or networks or podcasts submit lists for our countdown. And in total, the number of votes cast for our thing here is over 1,750 as far as individual votes. And when you break it down into, obviously, you know, certain movies will appear on multiple lists. Overall, there were 350 movies that at least received one vote. So,
wow.
So from 350... we are giving you those that ranked in the top 100 during our countdown. So, obviously, that means 250 are left off. So that is a massive number. And I all of these are basically going to be records because animated, as far as like the votes go and the number of contributors, we are also spanning 9 different decades as far as when these movies were released. So we are darn near coming up on 100 years worth of movies. Not quite there because we need a little bit more time. But if you're just going by decades that are represented, we have 9 different decades. Obviously a number of different companies. There's going to be some diversity on this list, which I think is a good thing. But just the sheer number of movies, 350 movies that were voted on, is pretty impressive in my mind. Outside of that, I don't want to give too much away, but I will say as far as some things that you may have remembered from the last countdown and kind of how we did the breakdown, we've listened to the feedback, and I'm going to have some additional information this time as we go through. Should we do like a little how it works thing?
Yep.
Yes. So what have we changed and learned and implemented for this round that's different from the last time we did the top 100 that you think we improved it this time around?
Well, first of all, just in kind of preface to that discussion, for those that didn't see the animated series countdown or haven't tuned into that, I guess you couldn't really see it unless you watched our YouTube videos. But those who listen to that know a little bit. But for those that didn't, how this works is basically, I guess I am the holder of all the secrets here. I'm the only one that knows the actual countdown, and I've compiled all the votes, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So I have on my computer the top 100 and all the other information, all the ones that didn't make it, all the rankings, etc. Nobody else knows that. So when we do these records, basically what happens is they are live reactions, I guess is the best way to put it. Whoever's on the record, I basically drop into our conversation window information as we get to each one, and you get genuine reactions from the panel as far as when a movie is showing up at a certain part. Now, one thing that has changed, and that's the reason I kind of bring that up, is based on your feedback from the last countdown, some people were interested in some other information and some other ways that you could possibly rank things, etc. So with each movie that we discuss and that is dropped into the conversation as it is revealed, there will be a number of pieces of information that you will get. First of all, you'll obviously get the name of the movie, the year that was released, the company that produced it. We're also going to include the Rotten Tomatoes score currently for that movie. We're going to reveal its ranking, obviously. That's kind of self-explanatory. We're going to reveal how many lists the movie appeared on amongst the 20 submitted. We will reveal its points as far as where it's ranking. And there will also be an average ranking. And what I mean by that is, let's say we have a movie that is only on 5 of the lists, but all of them rank it number 1. All right, so I would reveal to you that even though it was only on 5 lists, it did have an average ranking of, you know, one, the top spot, which would be impossible. But so you'll get an idea of not just how it ranked amongst the 20, but of those people that did vote for it, how did they rank it? So we kind of have two different gauges of how that movie ranks. And I'll also have the highest the movie was ranked amongst any of the lists. So you're going to be getting a lot of information as far as different ways that it could be viewed. We're going on straight point value, which means that the 20 people that submitted lists, they submitted lists basically of 100 movies, with a few exceptions that did 50 or 75, but most people did 100. And how we do that is we just rank them 1 through 100. So if you rank something the best movie of all time, it gets 100 points. If you rank something second, it gets 99, all the way down to 1. And then all of that is tabulated and calculated and summed up so that each movie has an actual point total. So that means that the highest point total a movie could have, for those mathematicians out there, is 2,000. Since there was 20 lists, if all 20 people rank something number 1, it would have 2,000 points. So all the movies ranked will be ranked somewhere between 1 and 2,000, if that makes sense. So that's one change as far as the information that you're going to be getting. And kind of to be able to gauge where the movie falls in that 1 to 2,000 ranking and its average placement and its highest placement. So we'll be giving you all that. So that's a little bit of a change. Another change is the kind of alluded to earlier, the number of people that is involved in this, I think has really given us a diverse pool of contributors. Whereas that may have been one of the critiques against us somewhat in the animated series list, because we had a lot of fans of obviously Western animation compared to anime. So hopefully we'll give a little bit more of a fair shake to anime. That I don't want to say though that, you know, hardcore anime fans will probably always find problems with any listing that we do, just because there is a good portion of us that don't have exposure to a lot of the anime films, TV shows, etc. So that caveat is out there. And Dan, you kind of have a better idea of, like, geographically or age-wise, the body of people that is involved with possibly. Can you speak a little bit to the kind of the diversity or the variety of people that are involved?
Sure. I mean, there are a huge variety of different podcasts and anything from podcasts or movie blogs and the age and the geography. I think that youngest, I believe, is around 19 or so. The oldest, I believe, mid-40s and mid-50s. So there's a pretty big range there. Most of the organizations that we're working with are located in the United States. There was one that I believe was outside in the United Kingdom. Most of them, the people that are contributing are a combination of like movie critics and movie bloggers, some actual animators, some actual people who have had some experience with some of the major animated companies or come from a background that's more of the technical side. Or some people are just big fans of movies and even some more general fans as well. So it's a really hodgepodge of everyone, really. You have really hardcore experts to just general fans, which I think is a good mixture of everything. There are a good amount of anime fans out there. There aren't any specific anime podcasts that we went to. I tried not to, when I was reaching out to people, to pick like any people who are dedicated to one type of animation, because that could skew things. Like if I went to a Disney podcast or a Pixar podcast, obviously, you know, kind of know where their allegiance lies. So I try to spread the love to people who are kind of more general. So we didn't have any biases, or at least we try to eliminate them as much as possible. So hopefully with this wide range of people participating, we'll get a list that's really unpredictable and a lot of fun to go over.
Yeah, and another thing for people that don't know how this works, basically we will do this in chunks of 20, so that has not changed from the top 100 animated series. So in our next episode, we'll give you, you know, the first 20, 100 through 81, and then we'll do 80 through 61, et cetera, until we get down to the one, and then we will do a wrap-up show kind of to sum everything up and kind of our overall reactions on the list in its entirety. And another thing that we'll be doing as we go along, we'll be keeping track of which companies are most represented, which decades or years are most represented. Another thing that will be interesting, I think, to look for as we go through this countdown, which is something that we really didn't have, that wouldn't have been applicable in our top 100 animated series list, is how sequels, prequels, third versions, fourth versions of films fare in our top 100 list, and how many of those get in there. So we'll be keeping track of that as well, as well as, you know, the anime films and, like you said, the different companies, Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks, whatever. So we'll be keeping track of all that, and that'll be more something that we kind of discuss in the wrap-up part. Mike, anything you want to talk about as far as this time around and what people should be aware about?
It's going to be interesting. You know, it's going to be something completely different, as we've already said, as far as like what we're actually ranking. It's going to be really interesting to see if a sequel or a prequel ranks above an original. I know Kevin's going to have a lot to say if Lion King 2 ranks above Lion King. Not saying that it would, but I'm just saying that Kevin hates all Disney sequels, so that's at least one of his biases.
Well, and the other thing that will be interesting once we're all said and done, and this is something that we'll be discussing, like I said, a little bit in the wrap-up. Well, two things. One that you made me think of there is, basically, once we're done, we could break this down and kind of take a look at how did we rank, you know, all of the, whatever, the DreamWorks films. You know, what was the top-ranking DreamWorks film, second, third, fourth? What was the top-ranking Disney film, second, third, fourth, Pixar, et cetera? So we'll be able to kind of discuss that a little bit.
Yeah, that'll make the wrap-up more interesting, too.
And the other thing that we'll do in the wrap-up is, you know, we're not trying to bash any list this time around in particular. There wasn't, like, a terrible list out there that kind of prodded us to do this like there was with the animated series list.
This is more of an evolution from what we started 2 years ago.
Right. So,
and people wanting us to do more of these, and it's going to take us a couple of years each time around.
Well, we're getting better at it. So maybe we'll be able to pump them out faster. But, one thing that we'll also be able to do in the wrap up is look at our list and do some kind of compare and contrast to the different lists that are out there. IGN has a list, IMDb has a list. Dan, what were some of the other ones that we've looked at? Total film.
AFI.
Right.
Only top 10. There aren't many top 100 animated lists out there, so that's one thing I think we're doing that's a little bit different, because there isn't a huge amount, but there are a good amount. Like you mentioned, probably the most notable one is probably the Total Film has a pretty extensive list.
And that's something too, like you said, that the reason why I wanted to do 100 again, because, you know, for some topics, we might not do top 100 for all topics that we tackle. Maybe we'll have some top 50s, etc. But for movies, I think another bonus of doing top 100 is what you kind of talked about in that previous discussion, as far as it gives us a lot more time to tackle different movies that would be lost in, you know, anytime someone does like a top 10 animated films of all time, to me, that's almost pointless. Because you really don't get to delve into the world of animated films. You don't get to discuss a lot of films that would be lost in that type of listing. So when we're doing 100, we're really going to get to talk about a variety of films that hopefully a wide range of people can relate to one or two or three in every set of 10 that we do.
And one thing that's interesting, I think, with animation, just doing research and as I was putting together my list, I don't know if any of you noticed this as well, there is not a lot of universal consent, a straightforward opinion when it comes to what are the best animated films. I feel like every list is wildly different. And it's hard to, I think with this animated series, you have an idea, but with movies, I think it's, I see some movies that are ranked number one in some spots, and then in other lists, you're not even in the top 10. So I have no idea what's going to be on our list.
Another thing that we get, especially spanning 9 different decades, we're going to get a variety of different styles and types of animation. We're going to get, you know, animated films that have music in them, animated films that don't. Maybe that'll be an interesting discussion to have in the wrap up as far as how did, you know, films with music and more of musicals have had compared to some of the other ones. You know, the different types of stories, you know, the sequels versus the originals. So there's a lot of different things that we can kind of compare and contrast, because, you know, in 9 decades worth of time, there's been a lot of differences in all the films that have been released. So that'll be interesting to kind of look at too. I didn't go over yet some of the rules as far as what people were given when creating this list. Now, there wasn't a whole lot of limitations and a whole lot of rules. I really just said, number one, like we always try to do, and I know this is an impossible task, but this is technically supposed to be, in the people that submitted the list, their opinion, what are the best animated films, not what are your personal favorites or your guilty pleasures or, you know, your favorite film when you were 5, but overall, when you're looking at the whole body of animated film, what rises to the top. So that was obviously the task.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, so people might be wondering, when will I hear this top 100 animated series? Wow, that was 2 years ago. When will I hear this top 100 animated films countdown? The countdown will run episode 51 through 57 of Geekcast Radio. It will air every Friday from October 18th through November 29th. So over the next 7 weeks, you're going to get the top 100 animated films countdown. What are the rules, Kev?
You know, we had a whole set of rules for the animated series listing. I really didn't give an extensive list of rules for this countdown. I didn't feel like it was totally necessary, but there are a few, and some people might have some issues with it. But first and foremost, obviously, this is supposed to be about, I was asking people, the 20 people that contributed list, this is supposed to be about in their ideas, in the whole body of animated film, what are the best films? Not what are your personal favorites, not which one do you have, you know, guilty pleasure for, not what was your favorite film when you were 5, or what film did you have the toys of, but try to eliminate, I know it's impossible, but try to eliminate as much bias as possible and give us the best animated films. So that was kind of the purpose of, and the underlying statement as you were supposed to be thinking about when you created your list. Outside of that, there was really only 2 rules that I remember discussing. Number one, the film must have been released in America at some point, and the film must have been released in English at some point. I believe those were the only two that I really gave out. Now, along the way, we did discuss that in order to qualify as one of the animated films, that a majority of the film had to be animated. So you're not going to see stuff like Mary Poppins that has little animated segments. You're not going to see the Muppet movies. Those are not animated. You're not going to see stuff like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Space Jam, those types of things. We deemed that they had too much live action to include them in a grouping of what otherwise would be 100% animation with the most of the other films. It's just not really fair to do that. Outside of that, was there any rules, Dan, that we discussed? I know we kind of had some conversations back and forth over the forums and email. Am I missing anything?
No, that was pretty much it. I mean, I guess this is more of a rule about what we can include. This includes all types of animation, from claymation, computer generation, you know, CGI.
Stop animation.
You know, stop motion animation. So that, I mean, that was, just in case people are wondering, it's all included. If it's animation, it's available. Also, you didn't have to be released in theaters. If it was as long as it was not made for TV, so if it was like straight to DVD, think of something like the Marvel and DC animated movies.
Those are Scooby-Doo movies and stuff like that.
Yeah. Those are eligible for this list. It just couldn't be like a TV series or a made for TV movie. But that, I think that's pretty much all the rules that we really gave.
And that's probably why we have such a vast body of movies getting to vote on. Like I said, 350 different films that at least one person thought was worthy of a top 100 nod. So yeah, there wasn't a lot of rules. People were basically free to find whatever films they thought were worthy and put them in without having to worry that they would be eliminated. So those are the rules. Mike?
As far as the anime inclusion and all that, you know, like Kevin just said, the two main rules were it had to have been released sometime in the United States and it had to be in English.
Acknowledge that there are foreign language films and anime films that may have not have been eligible for the list that are, you know, fantastic films or worthy of being included. But again, it's kind of like what we try to do a better job this time around. But some of the disclaimers that we use for the animated series list are still relevant, and we realize that we're not capable of giving them kind of their just dues. Yeah. So we don't want to include them and just get lambasted for not having them rank where they should, because we can't give them, you know, a credible ranking because a lot of us haven't seen some of them.
Exactly. But I'm sure, and I know at least one contributor had found a lot of English language.
I think what we can say is that those that do make it on their countdown, people might have problems with where they fall. But I think it's safe to say that if they do fall in the top 100, that's probably the best of the best as far as anime films go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it'll make it easier too, as far as the anime is concerned. The reason why some of the ones that aren't released here won't be on it is because it's not available to the wide public.
Right.
So it's another one of those cases, like you guys said, that it's, you know, if it shows up, it deserves to, you know, be here based on the fact that it's, you know, an American dub of it.
And we fully acknowledge that it might not rank where most people that are more familiar with anime would rank them. But like I said, we don't want to do an injustice by just including all anime, because a lot of them probably wouldn't fall on the list that should.
Mm-hmm.
So what are ways to interact with us during and after the countdown?
There's going to be a couple different ways. There's, of course, the voicemail line, which we will use for the wrap-up episode like we did last time, where people can kind of get their vocals in there, which will be 502-526-5821. There's also a couple other written ways that you can get a hold of us. You can email us feedback@geekcastradio.com, one of the other methods we didn't have last time. The forums... and episode post at geekcastradio.com. We will be For those that are interested, there is on the main page a couple different links to the forum post. There's actually one directly to the forum post for discussion of the top 100. And, of course, there's episode commenting areas under each post where you can kind of say what you liked, didn't like under, you know, each episode as it's displayed. You can visit the Facebook fan page by searching Geekcast Radio Network. Mostly you can do that to kind of find out when they're going to be released and kind of to keep up to date with it. But I would save more of the interaction specifically for the episode post to the forum. Yep. You can also interact with us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio, hashtag Top 100 Films.
And also there, you know, will be ways for you to interact throughout. Steve's been doing a great job with different poll questions on the site, and we'll find ways to incorporate that as well as we release different episodes to give you another option to contribute and to voice certain opinions.
Yes.
And regarding the website, real quick, too, if you go onto the website, there is a contributors tab there that lists all the people that put in lists for this project, and there's links there to their websites, to their podcasts, to their blogs, all that great stuff. So definitely check that out. You know, if you're in the market and looking for some new things to listen to or read, a lot of great options. If you're interested in anything, if you're interested in Geekcast Radio, there's no reason why you wouldn't be interested in what they have to offer as well. So,
Dan, are you able to give us a quick rundown of the contributors so they get some?
Yeah, no doubt. I can go ahead and do that now. There are some names you're probably familiar with that did participate in the last list. Of course, you know, with Kevin and your work with BehindTheVoiceActors.com, you know, they provide some list along with This Week in Geek and the movie podcast of This Week in Geek, which is Movie Madness. Animation and aficionados, those that listen to Pixels Animation will be familiar with TV's Mr. Neil that works with Mike on that podcast. There's also the movie, not movie blog, but the website jakestake.com that is a combination of a lot of different TV, movie news, a great kind of place to go to for reviews and a bunch of different stuff about pop culture. There's the podcast Geek Fights, which just recently ended, actually, but they have a huge library of different debate topics. They pick in the tournament style type of format. Well, they'll pick two topics or something like the best war movie or the Star Wars for Star Trek or the best monster movie. Tons and tons of different topics all available on their website or their iTunes subscription. There is the blog, also the podcast Pop Addled. Just that they are actually kind of new. They just recently started within the last year or so. So you can get on the ground floor with them. Again, they're very geek-centered, TV, video games, comics, a lot of great stuff there. There is the Rotoscopers, which is a website dedicated completely to animation news. And within that, too, is the Animation Addicts podcast, which is the official podcast of that website. That does reviews and news as well about all different types of movies and that are animated. Some other small screensaver, which is, I believe, the UK person who is providing who does movie blogs and reviews on his website. Similar to us, there are the Super Geeks. I guess they're a podcast, and they have a dedication to a lot of geeky topics. Anything there that you could think of, comics, movies, television shows, you know, you can get the idea. And kind of rounding this out, there's T-Busy Movie Reviews, again, another movie blogger. And then there's the 21 Network, which is an entire network of podcasts, similar to Geekcast Radio, that put together an entire list for us. And there's a number of different podcasts on that network. That there's like the 21 Podcast, Cooncast, which is about, again, TV, comics, and games. Inside the Force, all about Star Wars. Popular, Fantastic. Fanatics, which is about just fandoms in general. And In the Comics, which is about comics. And lastly, they have a sports podcast as well. So And sorry, there was a lot there, but you can tell there is a huge amount of people. I didn't want to give too much, but you can check out their stuff on the site, get an idea of what they're into. So you can see that we are branching out as much as possible. And I would really, really like to thank all the people that did help, because it does become time consuming putting together a list like this. And it takes a lot of work, and they're really gracious enough to do this for us. So really appreciate that. So if you're appreciating this podcast, do them a favor, check out their stuff, subscribe, you know, do their iTunes reviews, all that great stuff. Show them, you know, love, and tell them that Geekcast Radio sent you.
There you go.
Yes. I hope that this episode pretty much rounds out all the information you'll need through the epicness of this new Top 100 Animated Film Countdown. Notice we aren't using the all-time tag.
Yeah, no, that was Kevin's fault last time.
Well, that was kind of all of us, and then we realized that that was part of our folly of last time.
Yeah, that's what really kind of knocked us down. But again, as we said, last time we were trying to basically, you know, prove IGN being a fraud.
Now you've gone and done it. I know.
Go back and listen to the original Top 100 Animated Series list. Listen in the very first episode, the introduction to that countdown, and we discuss the entire reason why we started these countdowns, and it was because of the fact that in podcast form, we can explain why films or why animated series are ranked where they're ranked versus putting, you know, one number on 100 different pages.
Which makes sense.
Yes.
So, I think that about wraps it up, unless you guys have anything else.
No, if you have any questions or whatever, let us know before that first episode airs. You know, go to the site, leave us some comments, and prepare yourself for the beginning of an epic countdown.
Yes, the countdown begins. This episode will be out October 18th. 20 to 81. Wow, I'm jumping ahead. And that was a total backwards count. 100 to 81.
That's why you're not in charge of the math.
Shut up. Yeah, exactly. Exactly my point. Episode 52 will air October 25th, so let the countdown begin.
You've just listened to Geekcast Radio on the Geekcast Radio Network. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. First, visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our different podcasts. Second, you can rate our show and leave us feedback in iTunes. Third, follow us on Twitter at geekcastradio. Fourth, become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradio. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.